Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Our first place Astros. 2 out of 3 in Seattle. Now, listen, Kyle Tucker maybe rejoining the team in Oakland. We shall see. They play tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. It looks like it's going to be Arrieta, Bloss, and Brown. What did you think about starting Hunter Brown in Game 1 as opposed to Fromber?
I was okay with it.
Yeah.
The guy's been, I don't know if there's a reason for it, but he's been, and he was good again the other day. He was solid. Fromber did what Fromber does, struck out 6, walked 4. Fromber was just okay.
Fromber was, he got into some troubles, and boy, I'm going to tell you this, if I'm the opposing team, I want to top a ball or bunt on him. He is just so bad at, he's just not good at fielding his position.
His poise is terrible, his body control, his balance when making throws, but at this point, Verlander will be back someday. But
the bullpen came in and did the job. Ryan Stanek didn't do the job. Jake took him deep, and the Astros fell behind, and they won it 4-2. Do you know these teams have played now? They're 6-4. Seattle's 6-4, and this is the first game that either team scored more than 4 runs.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Of all 10 games yesterday, the 6th spot that they put up, it was questionable whether or not you put in Seth Martinez in that situation. He had a runner on. Blanco wasn't great. He wasn't great, but Seth Martinez came in and was not good at all. Taylor Scott had pitched the day before and got the win, and the back end of the bullpen did its job twice in a row. That was supposed to be how. Now they got some help, defensive help. Obviously, Ryan Pressly got defensive help from the 2 outfielders, but that's exactly the way we thought it was going to go. 7th Abreu, 8th Pressly, 9th Hader, shut it down, win the game. Yesterday they couldn't get there, but they weren't available anyway. You were going to have to rely on the Seth Martinez's and maybe even Taylor Scott again. But you weren't able to, and Dubin, you're going to have to rely on those games and those guys, and you couldn't get it done. That was the reason. The bullpen, Seth Martinez gave it up, and you lost that game because Seth Martinez couldn't finish. Blanco wasn't great, though. He had the ball up all day long.
Well, let me ask you, going back to Jake taking Stanek deep and Jake Meyers in general, what do you, Jake Meyers is projected this year, based on what he's done so far, and you just average that out for the rest of the season, his season projection totals are 18 home runs, 69 RBIs, with an OPS of 723. I mean, what a year for Jake Meyers. You couldn't have seen this coming. He's got 11 home runs right now. But he's had some important home runs and some important RBIs late in games and some of these wins. And for Jake to have a season where he could approach 18 home runs, what a – I don't even know if you call it a bounce-back year. What a very pleasant surprise for Jake Meyers to do what he's doing. And even my dad's like, I never doubted Jake. But his new thing that he's on is Yiner Diaz swinging out of the strike zone.
Yeah, but
his new thing is Yiner out of the strike zone. My dad can't stand Yiner swinging out of the strike zone.
He does it all the time. There's something. He and Pena, you're just going to have to live with that slider away. You're just going to have to live with the fact that that's going to happen. You can't get off Yiner. Hey, Larry. Get off Yiner. Yiner is one of the only guys that's been consistently hitting. Now, he's not hitting with the same pop. He's got an OPS that's almost 800 right now. Mm-hmm. His slugging's only 414. Last year it was 538, but he's coming up with a lot of base hits. He's hitting 284, mm-hmm. and, he's only got 8 homers this year, when he had 23 last year. He's not hitting with the same pop, but boy, he's hitting. So
I am curious about that home run, but then we saw that with Jeremy Peña too. The swing track just was different, and he got some things hammered out this year. It's better than it was last year, but Yiner's the one that is a little disappointing. He looked like he was on, had they played him like a regular, he would have had 30 home runs as a rookie. It's way down. He's getting more starts, and I'm curious what happened there because it is much lower.
Yeah. He's hitting the ball a lot to right center. Whether or not he's slower, his bat is slower, or what's happening, but it seems even when he's getting jammed, he's able to muscle it out, and he's hitting a lot of ground balls up the middle. He's just not getting the lift, just like Jeremy last year. He's just not getting the lift that he was, but he's still coming through. So I just hesitate to, I don't want to get on Yiner just yet because he's still coming through and driving in some runs. He's got 52 RBIs already. He's on pace for what, 80? 80? Probably in that Yiner? Neighborhood. Yeah.
Let me check real quick.
Yeah. He's only on pace for about 12, 13, 14 homers.
His pace right now, his projected pace based on where he is right now, is home run total 13.
Yeah.
RBI total 85.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
87 strikeouts is not the, he's about 6-1 every six. It's not the end of the world.
No. I mean, he's still, even though he does, I mean, sometimes he just looks terrible at the plate with that slider away. But I just hesitate to get on him because he's been one of the guys that's been able to keep the, he's been a glue for you this year. Even though it's not the same, what we thought it was going to be, it's still pretty damn good. And they're in first place. Yeah, your Astros in first place after being 10 down, the fastest to eliminate a 10-game deficit in Major League history. 24 days. 24 games. That, I mean, listen, you got to have a lot of things. Two things happen. You got to win games, and the team you're chasing's got to lose games. And that's what happened. And the Astros take 2 out of 3. Boy, Dell, you mentioned it before the series started. How bad Seattle is at hitting. I mean, I didn't watch much Seattle just when they play us. Do you know Cal Raleigh? Cal Raleigh is their OPS leader. It was at 725. I don't know what he is right now after this series. He was at their OPS leader. 139 players were better than Seattle's leading OPS guy. 139.
Really?
Yeah. That's how bad Seattle is at hitting a baseball. That is just awful. That's awful. I'm looking right now. Cal Raleigh. Now they did. They just cut. How about Ty France is cut?
Yeah. That is crazy. It was just 2 years ago. Ty France was an Astros killer.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. Ty France was a really good baseball player. Yeah. Of course, you could have said the same thing about our guy. We could have said the same thing about Yuli.
This is of guys that have, because they got a guy who had 41 at-bats. This is the guys who qualify for the batting title. Cal Raleigh, 716 OPS, is their leader. That is awful. Even Julio Rodriguez is only 687. They just paid that dude a lot of money.
Mm.
Of course, it hurt that Trey Cabbage took that homer away from him. Sorry, Julio. Go sit down.
He beat Peña out of rookie. Peña wasn't second, but Rodriguez looked like he was going to be the truth.
Yeah. Man. 687 OPS this year.
France. I'm looking at this right now.
He's bad.
You know, he's only 30 years old. Ty France is just 30 years old. I mean,
what do you think about maybe picking him up? Maybe a change of scenery would help.
His OPS is, let's say in 2021, for example, 813, 777, 703, 662. It's been headed downhill. His home runs were 18, 20, 12, and now 8 this year. Strikeout totals have gotten a little higher for him, but yeah, I'm kind of curious. This is 2 years in a row now for him where it's been disappointing. OPS at 703 with a 250 batting average last year. You know, you look at what he was in San Diego when he was in 2020, he was terrific in 2020. And then 2021, he was still he was still good. In 2020, he didn't have, I say terrific, he had limited at-bats. But 2021, he was you know, really good. 18 home runs, 73 RBIs, an OPS 813. Like, yeah, I haven't watched enough of him to know what's going on with Ty France, but it's just strange that a 30-year-old first baseman, and he's never a big home run guy, but... Yeah, you know, look at his OPS has really come down to. It was 340 in 2022, 337 last year, 312 this year. Like, I don't know what's happened to him. Basically, you can.
312, not OPS. Well, 312 what?
312 on base. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
340 in 2022, 337 last year, 312 this year. Like, I don't know what's happened to him, but he. Somebody needs to pick him up and put him in a minor.
Well, you let him go run through waivers.
Unless and there's then you grab a back him after speed that. Issue with him or a vision
31?
Issue.
31?
But, yeah, I mean, I would – it seems early to give up on a player like that. Someone probably sign him getting in the minors and see if they can get a hitting instructor to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Some guys just fall off the world. Amy France, congratulations. She was the fan that got the ball. I have Yordan Alvarez home run ball. It's worth more to him than me being as he hit for the cycle. Please find a way for me to get it to him,
is
Astros.
Is that her rubbing it into the Mariners because they released her husband?
No, that's probably not Ty France's.
It's not. She's F-R-A-N-Z.
Ah, okay.
Not Ty France.
Good to hear.
Yeah. And not JP either.
I didn't want any bad blood.
No, no, no. You think...
And not J.P. France's wife?
Not J.P. France's wife either. No. Amy France. And she had... That's a nice fan. And you know what? They actually... Hello, Melissa. They actually gave Yordan a standing ovation. A lot of the Seattle fans. They're
classy.
Good fans.
And classy. You're ripping their city.
Yeah, well, their city sucks.
Hey!
No, it sucks. In Seattle, go live there. See how it works out for you.
People
will poop on you and when you're walking down the street.
You share these things, but you don't go to these places.
No, I've been there.
When?
Did you get pooped
on? When you work for the Texas?
I never got pooped on. I see videos. Paul Gallant lived there.
I see videos.
Paul Gallant lived there.
Did he get
pooped
on?
And he can tell you the place is a dump.
Did he get pooped on?
No, but he got kicked out of the city because he tried to...
Well, it's Paul.
Got kicked out of the city?
Well, remember he went into that zero zone or whatever it was?
He lived in it.
Yeah, he lived in it.
Well, they just... Well, that's where
and
they...
it was a
They
bleep.
Basically said...
And it was a ship show.
We don't need police here. We'll run it ourselves. And then some... Basically, a drug lord took over it.
And it was a ship show. So
they thought it was going to be.
You go live there, see how it works out for you. I'll stay here in Houston.
I don't want to live in.
I'll stay here in Houston
or the Chaz or whatever.
Half the time you'll stay in Houston.
Half the time I'll stay in Houston, and man, I can't. You know what? When I'm in LA, I won't wait. I can't wait to get back.
Hey, don't poop on me.
Yeah, people are going to be pooping all over everybody.
John will be out golfing. Oh, this really isn't that bad.
Now the golf.
Yeah, now that you're here.
Now the golf is going to be.
I've seen
really
a lot
good.
Of bad videos, but it's not here where I live. Watch how much better the videos are in your neighborhood.
I'm not going to take any videos in my.
There will be no reason to. It'll be serene in your neighborhood.
John's neighborhood.
Hey, John. Hey, Kevin. That's how his videos will go.
Give each other fives.
Yeah. How's it going?
Fist bump.
Kevin.
I'm sure they're Kevin.
Kevin Sumlin.
No.
Whoever. Who? Kevin
is that the
Who's
only Kevin that you
just
could possibly
some generic Kevin that you... lives in your neighborhood?
There are more Kevins than Sumlin.
Kevin Durant.
I don't think he lives in L.A. Not all the time, at least.
I don't know.
You're going to meet some Kevins, some Daves. Have a great time.
Oh, he's going to know some Daves.
Not Aiden. Not any Aidens.
Well, they'll be
Johns
the son.
And Mikes.
No, Aidens will be. Aiden will be the son of Dave.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Yeah, what? That's had nothing to do with that.
And if you lived in, and if Wendy moved you to Seattle, guess what? You wouldn't see videos, any of that stuff where you lived either. Not in your neighborhood. You wouldn't live in the Chop. You'd live in some place that they called the Chop Salad.
It would be
with salmon.
It would be where you are. That's where you are. I mean, there's nothing you can do. I mean, that city is still gonna have a problem.
I don't live downtown. Some parts of downtown I don't love, but I don't live downtown.
Oh crap! I messed up, Del. I don't have.
What are you doing? You
he's
seem
looking
super
for his
confused
life.
Right now.
I am because I'm looking for.
You should be talking about your favorite mortgage nerd.
Here it is. It is my mortgage nerd. You know why? Why I call Ken Jones the mortgage nerd? because he works really, really hard with the numbers. He really, really does. And he really nerds out on this stuff. He works hard on the numbers to make sure that you get the best mortgage you can possibly get. That's what he does. That's why I call him the mortgage nerd. And he is. He's going to nerd out for you, too. He takes a maximum of 8 customers at a time because he wants to make sure. Because, listen, this isn't some big company with a rocket on it or something. This is not that big mortgage company that puts its name on golf tournaments and bowl games, okay? They don't do that. You know why Kent doesn't do that? Because he is working on margins, and he is making a lot less than they are on you at those big mortgage companies. You know why? Because he's taking less. You know why? Because he's working harder, and he's trying to save you as much money as he possibly can. So he is going to work his tail up to make sure that you get the best mortgage that he can possibly get you. And he's got all the different mortgages. And it's just amazing. You go and buy a house and you just walk in and you sign the papers without working the deal. I didn't do it. I'm dumb. I wish I had known Kent before I was buying my home, because he would have saved us thousands and thousands of dollars. He will do that for you. Dream Rate Mortgage. You're looking for the best way to get that mortgage. Shop it with a mortgage broker and do it with ours. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com. We, Dell, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question, Dell? This is my best Ken Hoffman. Dell, let me ask you a question. That's my best Ken Hoffman. By the way, we said goodbye to Ken on Friday. Ken and Ziggy's. Kenny and Ziggy's. This is Ken. Yeah, Kenny and Ziggy's. What a feast they put out there. Ken Hoffman was a huge Kenny and Ziggy guy. He was there all the time. Loved Kenny and Ziggy. So Aaron and Andrew had it there, and there were people that talked about Ken. I didn't get up. Just a couple of people talked and spoke about him. Aaron was up there, his wife, and it was very sad, very sad. We lost Ken suddenly, and it was just, and Andrew couldn't even speak. So he loved his dad, and his dad loved him so much. But it was just, so. This is how Coffee used to do. Let me ask you a question. Did we just have a break right now?
I'll admit it wasn't very long, but yes, we had a couple minutes.
So if you have to go to the bathroom, you don't have any live spots to do? Don't you think you should do it?
Yeah, the logistics of it are.
During the break?
The logistics of it are. You did a live spot because, you know, the storm, we're behind on live, so you had to do another one. Normally, you don't do two in the same break. So if we're thinking about this, Lance had about this, who we're referencing, by the way, who's
four
not here right
minutes.
Now. He had about 3.5 minutes to go to the bathroom and come back. Maybe more. The lives can go a little bit longer. And he decided to wait as we're coming back from break. Wait,
right when the music played to come back, he goes, gets up.
And just leaves.
I feel like he could never do NFL Red Zone.
Oh, Scott Hansen. No, he can't be Scott Hansen.
Scott Hansen.
He's not talented.
Or the dude with
Hansen.
The ears.
Or Ciliano. Does he still do the other version?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is that one? I'll always get the Hansen version.
Yeah, I get the Hansen version, too, because that's on cable. I think he does...
DirecTV?
DirecTV.
Or YouTube TV now, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah. I don't know if there's still going to be two different ones or what, but...
Okay.
I never understood Red Zone TV. That's the only thing I want to watch, and there's no commercials ever.
Yeah.
How are you monetizing that? Does the cable company pay you?
Isn't it just part of the package?
I guess, but, you know, they don't monetize. I love it.
I love
There's
it
no
too.
Commercials.
Well, it's part of the deal.
Lance, yeah. And it's the late games and there's only two games and they go to break, he comes back with stats or highlights or something. I love that.
He's a legend for us who love NFL, the NFL.
Not that we don't love commercials here.
It's a different medium. It's television.
It absolutely is. You know, we're coming up on the season here. We're getting close now.
It's July 22nd. We're mere days, less than 2 months away from the start of college football.
And
the NFL will follow shortly after, as far as the real stuff.
Yeah, and we're going to Vegas for it.
You are?
Yeah. Well, so, I don't know. Have you ever flown Frontier?
I've tried to avoid it.
As soon as he told me that, I was like, he goes, do you know anything about Frontier? I'm like, yeah, it's just another Spirit with different colors.
Yeah,
it's
they
green,
make,
I think.
Hey, look
white.
At this affordable price. Oh, nothing's included? then you start to tack on everything.
Well, I'm not bringing any bags, so.
Okay.
Let me Google Frontier Airline fights.
I don't know if John will get in a fight, but the fees, they'll kill you.
Well, no, but he may have to, like, a fight could spill over into his.
Oh, look who's back.
Oh, Lance, he came back to the show?
Oh, look at that. Okay.
No, I just want to give you guys some alone time.
Oh,
I don't
you
need
and Dale haven't really had a chance to kind of.
Alone We don't time. Need alone time.
Alone time?
We're not like,
I'm not even in the same
you know,
room.
You're Nicole. We don't need alone time.
We're not even in the same room. What do we need alone time for?
Yeah. When the juice hits, LZ, got to go. You know what?
Boo-boo juice?
Yeah,
is that what it was?
No, that was not that. Obviously, I'm here much quicker.
Are you drinking any boo-boo juice?
No.
No?
Oh. No, I just drank some coffee. And.
Oh.
Oh, look at this. Frontier Airlines exposed. Are they actually a good airline now? That's a new. That's a video that came out last year in November.
What is it?
You might have a chance. Frontier Airline reviews. Let's read some reviews. See what you're
Okay. So I was looking at flights back on September 2nd, which is Labor Day. I want to get back for the show on Tuesday. Economy on United from Vegas to Houston. Guess how much?
No seats allowed.
How many days out are you?
I'm going to guess something crazy.
What do you mean, how many days out?
What day did you say you wanted to do it?
It's September 2nd.
So we're talking
that's
about.
Far enough out where you should get. But the
well over a month. Month and a half.
That's true.
How much?
Guess.
$1,500.
Yes. Because I told you already.
Yeah. And that's because they just don't have any seats left.
$1,500 for economy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get basic economy. Economy was $1,500. And then it goes up to $1,900. I was like, what? Okay. Are you crazy?
Here's an honest review from Gateway Journals. This is a flyer. She says, it's truly no frills. There's nothing luxurious about Frontier. They literally call it an Airbus, which I thought was hilarious until I learned that it's an actual term. The seats do not recline, and the tray tables can barely fit a drink on them.
I don't care.
That's what they look like. You're not going to care. Everything is a la carte. If you want water, it's extra.
I don't care.
Okay?
I just want to get here.
Be aware of luggage. Are you going to have any luggage?
What? What about it?
A lot of reviews I read were people upset that the base ticket does not include luggage.
Oh, I'm not going to check any bags. Nope.
Okay. You know what about carry on?
Well, you can carry on. You
may have to pay for that. You do on Spirit.
You have to pay to carry on Spirit.
There's your seat. Oh yeah, Spirit is everything. That's
I
what
don't
your
care.
Seats look like.
As long as it doesn't crash.
All right. Yeah, it looks like you're fine. The price is right. You're good. I don't think you'll have to fight your way on. Like, you know, in Spirit, sometime they'll have, like, I assume, based on videos I've seen, eight people have to fight each other.
Yeah. Well, there were two Spirit flights as well, and I said, I ain't doing it. Oh, Frontier looks good.
it's insane. I say it as a joke. I don't mean it, Spirit. I'm sure you're a great airline, just with some rough people who may fly sometimes. But
I've flown Spirit before. Like, the seats have rips in them, and
every fight video I see in an airplane, there's some in United, but where people act crazy. But when it really pops off, a lot of times it's Spirit. Like, in an amazing amount of times, it's the black and yellow, the unmistakable, the Pittsburgh Steeler colors, the city of Pittsburgh colors. I don't know if Spirit's from Pittsburgh, but, man, I just see some scraps. I see people attacking did you ever see the fight where the person who said that this flight was delayed again, like one of the at the boarding, you know, when you're at the gate and they're like, okay, this woman or two or three women got so mad that the flight was delayed again that they just went and attacked this woman. It was a full on brawl. And I just said,
hey, I don't want no part of that. I don't want that.
I just don't.
I flew Spirit once. And I went, well, no wonder this is so inexpensive. Never again. But now I'll find out whether or not Frontier ever again. We'll see. But it is ridiculous. United, get off your high horse. What are you doing?
Get another flight out of there.
Yeah. Oh, no, they had plenty of flights out of there. They were just charging.
Just charging that much?
Oh, my gosh. It was I'm like, what? The next day? Okay, I could fly the next day at the red eye, $12.59.
Yeah.
$89.
Why didn't you do
from
that?
From $1,500, because I don't want to come in right before the show. I don't know. If it's delayed or anything?
You do it all the time where you are kind of red eye from the night before.
Well.
Sometimes you do. Not all the time, but you've done it before.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
When your eyes are red from other stuff.
Uh-oh.
Mostly this is in reference to our conversation about quarterbacks. Jordan Love will not practice until he gets his new deal. This is according to Brian Gutekunst. They say they're close, but negotiations take time, so you never know. But Jordan Love will be out of practice until he gets his
money. Last week, the media is meeting with Jordan Love. Packers said no questions about the contract. A woman said, hey, Jordan, what about your contract? They shut it down and walked him away. In the middle of the press conference, because they asked him about his contract. I mean, that's a little, your league, it's communism.
My league? That's states' rights. That's Green Bay. That's a separate entity.
Okay. States' rights.
States' rights. Yeah, Green Bay has the right to do that if they want. You can't say anything about Texans or, that's not my league. We have 32 states, and they get to operate how they want to with their media.
Yeah. I mean, you're just bad people. You think that this is a Soviet newspaper.
You're told not to do something, so don't do something. I'm sure, Pravda. You're told not to do something, so don't do it.
Did that woman fall out of a window?
Oh.
Next?
No.
That could happen.
No. KABC ain't letting Brentwood Johnny use the PJ. Oh. You didn't get to take the jet?
By the way, did you see commissioners' salaries?
I didn't. I've seen them before.
Commissioner of each league?
Raj is going to be number one because they're the biggest. They bring the most money in.
$63 million this year.
And it's all deserved.
And you want Dak to take less.
And how many? Cutbacks did they have at NFL Network?
Well, we there's,
because it couldn't afford it?
We had to, you know, trim some of the fat.
$63 million this year. Good. And the next closest was like 21.
Silver?
I don't know. I forget which one it was. I know when.
Probably Adam Silver.
Probably Silver. Probably.
It's not your boy Rob Manfred. It's definitely not going to be NHL's commissioner.
Yeah.
Is this still Gary Bettman?
No one knows.
Who's the NHL?
It's impossible to know. No. You don't know. No one knows.
Gary Bettman still. I'm probably off on that. Is Gary Bettman alive? I assume he is.
Yeah,
he's still commissioner of the NHL.
Is he?
Sure he is.
No one knew that.
He's 72 now.
He's 72?
Yeah. He's held the position since 93.
How do you not
know
this?
Maybe he could run for president.
A little. Well.
He's only 72.
The Democrats have decided.
He's a 31-year commissioner. I just figured at some point they made a change, and I just didn't see
it. You missed it.
He's still getting booed when he makes appearances.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
When he's giving out trophies to people, still gets booed.
Yeah, he still does. It's what we do. And it's like as a commissioner, you have to. That's it. Well, you're getting booed.
Yeah, Silver doesn't get booed yet. I mean,
he does.
When he's giving out, when he gave up the finals trophy, he got booed.
No. When the NBA draft.
Okay, but Bettman gets booed giving out the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Well, and Manfred should get booed just in his house. His wife should boo him.
Okay.
He's the worst.
The draft thing is a bit like, oh, it's time to boo Silver. But there's no real hate behind it. Like, Bettman can't do anything without getting booed.
I've got the heights of three of the commissioners. I don't have Manfred's height. How tall do you think Roger Goodell
Silver's
is?
The tall. No, Roger's the tallest.
How tall is Roger Goodell?
Roger's 6'2".
5'11".
Is he really?
Adam Silver.
Oh, maybe he's the tallest. 6'1".
6'3".
6'3".
And then Gary Bettman?
No, he's a little 5'8".
5'7".
Yeah.
And I don't have Manfred. I'm going to assume 5'4".
Manfred's like
5'3"?
5'2".
What?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have it here. We just have
Altuve looks down on him.
Yeah.
Does he look into his eyes and see blue eyes?
Maybe looks down at him.
Like Tom?
And sees blue eyes.
Like Tom?
I bet you. Maybe they have that at my bookie. I don't know how tall commissioners are. I do know this. They got about everything you could possibly want to bet on. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. The best site. It's easy to navigate. It's got everything that you could want to play. The football season is coming up, guys. You want to get to MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. But you know stuff. You know, we still got soccer. All the Olympic sports that you can bet on. Are you kidding me? The Olympics are coming up? Are you going to bet? You could bet, win, and get paid. Okay, you can make a parlay, and you can get out of the last leg. You can get out of bets early. It's ridiculous. You early cash out. It's incredible with all the stuff that you can do that you can't do with your regular bookie. So you want to change a pace. You want to win, bet, win, and get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and including elections or there's so many stuff. The next Pope, it's ridiculous. All of the different stuff that you can bet on at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Get your bonus for signing up at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. All right, this is our final segment before News of the Weird. Is there before we get to anything we missed, Stephen wants to get in here. Hey, Stephen, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I wanted to make a comment on the airlines because you were having, you know, Southwest is boarding by letters and United is boarding by number groups. On a Spirit and Frontier, they do the original XFL method where, you know, it's just a mad scramble. You fight whoever's around you to get to that ball.
So where you I roll the ball John, at the 50 or whatever?
Yeah, so John, get a He Hate Me jersey and go get that bulkhead seat.
And you can put He Hate Me. You can have that.
You can have that.
Because he do hate you, whoever he is.
Is that how they board? I don't know. I don't. I'm thinking maybe.
I just stick with United, and here's why. Even Southwest makes me nervous. Like, I want to know I have a seat. I want to know what my seat is going in. I want to know what group I'm going in. I don't need any. Now, this one guy said, give Spirit a try again. Here's what this guy says. He says, give Spirit a try again. Hold on. No, he seems pretty certain that you need to. He flies Spirit, and he says, give it a try again. They now have the youngest fleet out of everyone, and they are one of two airlines that haven't had any accidents. I've flown them several times in the last 2 months, and I was only delayed once. Like, for some people, not crashing and no delays, but I've flown a lot of times. I've never crashed. That's just not going to be one of my top.
I've never heard of Frontier crash. Let me see how many Frontier crashes Qantas there Airlines. Are.
No, I get it. I care about price, and I care about just knowing where I'm going to be. And I do care about, I want the airline to be decent.
Nice, yeah.
Decent. Yeah, I don't.
But not for $1,500.
I've never been in an airline where I've been in a plane and a fist fight broke out. No. I've never been in an air where somebody had to come on and get the person off. Have you ever been on there?
No.
Now I will. Now, I take it back. In 2001, at a bachelor party in Las Vegas, we were coming back and we were on some cheap, if some may have been Frontier, and this guy in the back, I think I told the story. He had a bag. It was an Indian guy who had a bag, like a, I don't know, some kind of bag. He tried to bring it on and they said he couldn't bring it on. I guess there wasn't enough space. And we were at the back of the plane. And then they said, you have to put that bag up. You can't have that bag there.
Ooh, no.
We got to check. And he goes, I am not doing that. And then these two stewardesses flight attendants were after him, like kind of getting after him. I hadn't really experienced that. They had major attitude. Like, it wasn't like, sir, we need to do this. Like, if you don't put that bag up, you will not fly, and we're going to have somebody come and get you. And I'm like, oh, my God, just put the bag up, dude. It was so hot. We're in Vegas in the summer on the tarmac. You know how hot it was on that plane? It was a billion degrees. And then the guy got all pissed off, and he's like, fine. And then he picked it up, and he dropped the bag all the way to the ground. He picked it up to about a shoulder length and dropped it to the ground. And this lady goes, oh, uh-uh. And she walked off, and they went and got police on him. And I'm like, why are y'all – just grab the guy's bag and put it there. Okay, it was – y'all had beef. It's over. Let us fly. And this thing took another 25 minutes because the flight attendant's like, oh, uh-uh. As soon as he did that, you're not going to do that. And the other flight attendant said, nope, you just messed up.
Oh, no.
And I just said, oh, no, I just messed up by flying on this airline. I just want to get out of the seat.
Southwest is half of United, but it's still $750.
Well, you want to go to that game?
I want to go to the game.
You want to do it in the worst weekend
possible? I'm flying Frontier.
It's the worst weekend possible to travel.
No, it's the first day, worst day. The next day I could travel. Maybe I'll bring the stuff and I'll just do the show.
Do that. Vegas. What are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Do it from
Vegas. But I got to pay for a hotel another night then. Same thing.
So it's not going to be it's not going to be that much.
Yeah.
No, not the next night. It won't. Everyone's leaving town. It won't be expensive.
Okay. What did we miss? We did WNBA. We did the USA men's team. We did Astros. We did Texans, Cam Akers. We did Reed Shepard.
I'm surprised you're not taking more victory laps about the Astros. You did that in the first segment, and that's it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know I'm smarter than you two, so, I mean, that doesn't... what am I going to keep telling you how much smarter I am than you two?
This was about a foregone conclusion.
Tell people what it was.
And about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
We all knew this was coming.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mariners...
I gotta tell you how smart I am over
tell
you
two? Tell people what we're talking about.
I mean, people
about.
Know.
They may not have been listening.
I said that the Astros...
It was about 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, we're going to be in first place before the end of July, and they're in first place.
Well, and then we kept...
I mean...
We said it a long time ago, and then we kept grilling you. As soon as they got better, you're like, see? And then they would lose to the White Sox. And then, like, how do you... What do you think about your prediction now? Now... It still is one of the worst predictions ever. Like, this is going to be best Astros team
no,
ever.
No, this is the best Astros
that
team ever.
That is a losing prediction.
The greatest.
No, it's not. This is the best Astros team ever.
No, you got some leeway because you said greatest, so you've decided greatest can mean a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, with all the injuries, if this team wins the World Series, it's the greatest team ever.
Now, this is not what he meant at the beginning of the year, but,
yes,
but since
is.
He said great,
no,
because the injuries didn't happen, so you can't say
yeah.
yes, it is.
No. I said greatest team ever.
This is what I'm saying. You're using
no. It's the greatest team ever.
This is what
I said. You think they'll have more wins than this team? You said yes.
Greatest allows him.
I did not do yes.
You probably did. Greatest allows him
like
to dance around.
Yes, the most wins. Yes.
It won't be most wins, but he has given himself some dancing room because he said greatest, so it can mean a lot of things. Now, it didn't mean, oh, they're overcoming all these injuries because you weren't predicting injuries at the beginning of the year, but now you are.
Greatest team ever.
Whatever that might be.
I stand by it.
Whatever.
I stand by it.
That's fine.
Watch and learn.
So they could.
You two. Oh, what else do I have to do?
Hold on.
We'll see if they're still in first.
What else? I told you they were going to be in first place.
By the end of April,
greatest mean they have to
better keep it up.
Let's draw a line in the sand right now since he's given himself some leeway. Does greatest mean win a World Series or does greatest mean whatever you want?
Yeah, you have to win the World Series to be the greatest team ever.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not too worried about that.
Then. No. They have to win the World Series. And guess what? This team is going to do. Because they wouldn't be greater than the other teams.
Spencer Arrighetti, World Series starter.
No. Verlander will be back. And Spencer Arrighetti's out of the rotation.
You sure Verlander's
back? Yeah. Verlander's back. Yeah.
Is he going to be
good? He had a sore neck, and he's been out for like a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
what is this neck issue?
Yeah. So did Christian Javier. And guess what?
Yeah, he came back and now he's out.
He's out forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. He had
a
sore
neck,
too. Yes, it is.
That was a bad example.
Christian Javier, big deal.
Out for season. That's an elbow, though. He came
back
and got
an
elbow.
But it was a neck, and then it turned into something else.
Yeah. And J.P. France. We don't have J.P. We didn't have... Lance McCullers when we counted on him.
Is France Tommy John, too? I can't remember.
J.P. France was shoulder.
Oh, that's right. Well, and then the other Tommy John was Urquidy.
It's when they
I get all my Tommy Johns.
Urquidy was Javier and
we're still are we
and
off of
Javier McCullers.
Is McCullers
and Urquidy.
I'm trying to remember. Was he a second Tommy John or is it? It's not a second Tommy
it's something
John.
Something else. Wasn't it a forearm for him?
Yeah.
Well, forearm means your elbow.
I got a sore forearm right here too.
My forearm's here. My elbow's here.
No, I know. But any forearm strain means your elbow's done. You need Tommy John.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Why do we have a crown here? That's one thing we didn't. For those of you watching
well,
on
rock
YouTube,
the mic, I guess, or
I don't know what it's for.
We're going to crown rock the mic.
It seems unlikely. I'm not sure what show.
I'll have Mason take a picture in it while we're shaving Alec's head because Mason and Alec had a loser gets his head shaved 1-on-1 match, and Mason beat Alec 11-6.
Did you?
So now my wife's like, we're not shaving.
Oh yeah, you got to shave his head,
and she doesn't understand when men make a deal.
That's a deal.
Can you take him to a black barber? Like, because
I could.
He could get a low, but it could still be stylish.
Well, Mason, the lady who cuts my hair.
Edge it up?
Yeah. Like,
I have a
she's
black
freaking
barber,
out.
And so does Mason. And so does Sebastian. They're getting low. They even go in there and they tell her low taper fades.
Like, okay. Your wife is freaking out because she thinks skinhead look. But you can shave it.
She just doesn't want her baby's hair to be
keep
cut
some like hair.
Keep a little tuft right here.
No, I don't know about that.
No,
but
not do that.
That's terrible. But edge him up. Give him an edge up.
Yeah, he can get
make him sharp.
Up. Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be a low Caesar. That's all.
That's all. Anything we missed that you're going to have on your little show that we
doesn't
won't?
Matter. We're way late for a break.
Okay, never mind. HRP is what we're talking right now. We're late for a break. Then you know what? Todd probably going to call you and say, "Hey, oh look, Sean's here. Way to go, Sean. Showed up. I love that. Sean's ready to play video games on that board today, producer board. That's what he's ready for.
It's going
to
be a lot less fun.
HRP is
Sean's
ready.
Sean's working. I love that for you, Sean.
HRP is here for you. If you're somebody that is, you're looking at your business and you're saying, man, what are we doing? Are we doing the payroll right? Are we doing the HR right? Have you had any HR issues? You didn't know how to handle them. Are you doing this yourself, or is your HR, the company that you're using, the admin company, are they not great? Because ours is great. Okay. We have a one woman department here, Laura Beavers. She takes care of all of HR, all of our payroll, all of our financial stuff. She's our bookkeeper, and we need one person. With all of these people here, with all of the, she's got to do all the bookings, and she's got to do all of the charges to all of our clients. She's got to do everything. And yet, here she is, just one person getting that job done. You know why? Because of HRP. That's what's happening. HRP is taking care of everything, including our taxes, and they're awesome at it. We love HRP. You will love HRP. If you're not completely satisfied, or if you don't have a payroll company, you need one, you got one, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. A popular Aussie escort says letting your husband sleep with her could save your marriage. Would you like to save your marriage by sleeping with this popular Aussie escort?
That's not a question I'm answering on my wife's birthday. Are you?
Today's
kind of
your
fool?
Wife's birthday?
That's right.
And she's worried about a fence in the backyard?
And you're calling me and you're asking me about this kind of question?
Do you want to save your marriage or not?
Do you want to save your relationship?
By sleeping with another woman?
Yeah. She says she saved thousands of marriages.
How so?
I don't know.
By sleeping with the husband.
For money.
I guess it doesn't help me because I'm not married.
Well,
so
you're right. She gets
so
paid.
So part of what could have been going to the wife.
She's a marriage counselor.
I don't know if that's it.
A Maine man was arrested for shooting at a group of teens playing Ding Dong Ditch.
That'll happen.
Stop playing games.
Stop playing games.
Do you, Dell,
stupid
when they
games,
play Ring and Run,
prize.
Do you shoot at them?
Nah, no one does that around here.
They don't do that in your neighborhood?
No, I don't shoot at them. No.
You don't shoot at them?
No.
Okay. Well, that's on you then.
Do you shoot at?
They haven't learned anything.
Do you shoot at prankster kids?
A new study shows you can't have too much money, happiness researcher finds.
Thank you, Dak Prescott.
Do you think that you can never have too much money if you want to be happy?
No, I've seen the happiest I've ever been was when I didn't have all that much money.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you had less kids?
You can buy... No, I'm not going to talk about that right now. I think that's an ugly...
You had a lot less kids.
Well, more kids.
Less
more,
reason for money.
More stress.
Yeah. An MIT psychologist warns humans against falling in love with AI, says it just pretends and does not care about you. Do you feel like robots don't care about you?
Wow, I'm glad we've figured that out. It's great.
Same thing can be said about strippers. They pretend, they don't care.
They're
don't
like robots?
It's the same concept. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
They don't care, don't fall in love, and don't give them too much money. Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to, and
don't give them any money.
Yeah. Well, not robots. Not AI.
Well, here's something I didn't know. Astronauts can ditch diapers on spacewalks thanks to a new device that lets them drink their pee.
Oh, come on.
No. I thought it was something like you can push the diaper out of the suit. We're talking about drinking the pee?
First of all, I didn't know astronauts wore diapers while they were walking in space.
It would make some sense. They're out there for probably
it does.
Hours.
It does make a lot of sense. You don't want to pee in your...
And then all of a sudden,
your
you're
uniform.
Floating around and pee comes up in,
right,
the,
in their thing.
Yeah, up in the.
But how about
the
they can drink it now?
How lucky are they?
How about that they could pee and right away it'll filter it and you can drink it? Do you want to drink your pee? Walk in space
no.
and drink
the
your
fact
pee.
That all these things have to have a question attached to them.
Why don't you ask the question
Sometimes
of yourself?
You just say it and then you don't ask a question.
Why are you asking us?
Well,
ask
I
yourself.
Have to ask the question.
No one wants
Otherwise,
to.
It doesn't make any sense.
Would you
no
drink your
drink
own,
their
pee?
Own pee, John?
Okay. Well, astronauts apparently do instead of wearing diapers.
They don't.
Okay.
Well,
you don't know. Okay, are you an astronaut? No.
No, and I don't drink my own pee.
Well, there's two things you're not, then. Do you know what you're never going to do? Walk in space.
That's true.
Okay?
Now, if they gave me a chance, I could become an astronaut within a year.
I'd rather drink my pee than wear a diaper.
You may get that choice at some point in your life.
I will. If my kids are watching.
You're out in the desert and there's no... Yeah. And then you're like, I don't know.
No. They won't care. Oh, Dad's peed himself again. Dad, drink it. Okay.
And you're like this.
Hey. What was his name? Hector.
Hector Salamanca.
Yeah, Salamanca.
Yeah.
All right. We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Delvin and Sean is back. I want to talk to Sean. Okay. I want to see how the game is.
Well, you can go in there and talk to him right now.
Sean.
He doesn't actually care.
Yeah, I know he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
No, you don't care.
I do care. I want to see how he did if he won.
I think you
care. He won any championships.
I'm sure he won a dynasty with Rice. But you know what I think you should care about more?
What?
Chastain Ford.
Yes, I'm going to talk about Chastain Ford right now, as a matter of fact, because I do care about Chastain Ford. As a matter of fact, I'm waffling on whether or not I'm going to bring the Lightning to California. So here's the deal. Is I'm going to Chastain Ford to get another vehicle. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure out how I can get into another vehicle that I want to bring to California. And I got to tell you, the only place I'm going to go is Chastain Ford. I love what Chastain Ford does. And they did the same thing with me that they're going to do with you. They're going to ask, where do your payments have to be? Okay. And they don't do anything more for me than they do for you. Okay. They get me the vehicle at the best price that they possibly could. They got me the best financing they possibly could. They bypassed Ford financing and got me a bank instead. Said, no. We're going to get you a bank because it's a better interest rate. And I was like, wow, Ford can't be happy about that. But, oh well, they said, we don't care about Ford. What we care about is getting you into that vehicle. Look, if you're looking for the best way to buy a car, that you're going to not choke on the payments, that you're going to love the vehicle, that they're not going to add on, they're not going to mark up, that they're going to give you the best service, it's Chastain Ford. I love them. You'll love them. I'm buying every car. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.